And we have Mark Fundak in studio with us, who's going to do a rain dance, or an anti-rain dance on Saturday to keep the rain away for the Bag Lady Tour. Mark, always a pleasure to have you in studio. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Well, thanks for having us, and you know, we appreciate being here. You guys do a great job of promoting our show.
Well, you guys are doing this not only for this weekend, but next weekend as well. You guys decided to open this thing up for a couple weekends. What are the details? Who all is involved with this year's Bag Lady Tour?
Well, we've got 11 shops on the tour, and they range anywhere from, I mean, flower shops. We've got Platinum Petal in Wellington, Farmyard Flowers, Days of Yore, which is a kind of a primitive shop. Honeybee Treasures, they make honey. Spencer Feed and Supply. Kind of one of the nice things, too, is we give you a little gift for coming out to this show. So Spencer Feed normally gives like a bag of seeds of flowers or whatever. Hooks does the same thing. Hooks Greenhouse, which is a part of it. We got Spencer Twist, which is an ice cream stand. Quilting Shanty that she makes homemade quilts. Us, we are an old-fashioned toy store. We'll take you back into the 1950s. And we have an artist on there, too, Old Carriage House, Margaret. She designed our logo. She's a fascinating artist. So, I mean, it's a great little tour. You got 2 weekends to do it. It's April 13th through 15th here. We do it from 10 to 5 on Friday, Saturday 10 to 5, Sunday 12 to 5. And then we give you next weekend to complete it if you need to. And you say, gee, what do I get? We give you little prizes as you go along the tour. Like I said, it could be a bag of seeds. I mean, we have hacky sacks and some other things we're giving away. We got 4 different items in our repertoire. But everybody's going to give you a little something for coming out. And it's just kind of a fun way to, with all the cabin fever through the winter and the crummy spring that we've had, to just get out and have some fun.
Yeah, sure. And I mean, you know, obviously you want to get out, have some fun, and really see some of the cool shops in this county of ours. I mean, it's really, we were talking about that earlier with Lorain County Restaurant Week. That was really kind of an invitation for people to get outside the comfort zone a little bit and discover some things that maybe you hadn't discovered before. And I would imagine this is a lot of the same thing. Come out and explore some areas and see some shops that maybe you didn't even know were around.
Well, you know, we always get people that say, why don't you bring somebody new on? Well, we've got a mix of, 10 or 11 businesses that have been together for 20 years. And this year we lost one, Ravenwood Antiques. They had someone pass away in their company, one of the owners. And so we reached out to Main Street Antiques in Oberlin, and they are the new one on our tour. And I've been in their shop. They've got a fascinating shop. I mean, you could stay in there for hours looking at all the antiques they have. They have an upstairs that's like an attic. I love going up there because it's like going on a treasure hunt. And we're glad to have them on, and they're really only about a mile down the road from Farmyard Flowers, so we're not sending you 20 miles away to find them. They are right dead a mile away from the tour, so sure. It was a good mix to have them on the tour with us. So
I think that's the uniqueness of the Bag Lady Tour. I mean, when we've had you in here to talk about the spring, the winter Bag Lady Tours, I mean, that's what's so unique to it is the diversity. It's not just antique stores. It's the toy store. It's the ice cream store. It's the feed and seed store. I mean, that's one of the unique things to it. A lot of things that people may not realize are there, it gives them that option to kind of find those things, right?
Well, you know, I got a laugh. When we have our meetings, and, you know, we don't just say, okay, we're going to do this, and overnight we do it. We have meetings all through the winter to put this together for the spring. Once this one's over, we'll get together the next 5 months to put the fall one together.
Sure.
And I look in this room in this meeting that we're all in, and I'm the only guy amongst about 11 women, okay, which means they're business owners. They know what's going on. I'm impressed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I call us the survivors because we're not the big box stores.
Sure.
We survived the big box stores. And, you know, we're custom house shops. We've survived the internet. And, you know, so many mom and pop stores have closed because they just can't compete with the big box stores. 2 years ago, I put a bike department in my store. Everybody told me, you're nuts. You can't compete with Target. You can't compete with, the Walmarts. And I'm like, you know what? I will compete with them. I have no problem in competing with them. And we've brought in bikes that they don't sell, for one thing. Or You know, the bikes we do sell that they sell, our reps like it because they're like, you're giving people one-on-one service. Mm-hmm. You're introducing them to the bike, telling them how to ride it, telling them how to take care of it, you know, how to maintain it. Yeah, we do all that. And, you know, we service what we sell. So, you know, we sell metal detectors. And, I mean, we sell a big volume of metal detectors. So, but all these shops are great shops. And, I mean, it's just a fun tour to do. And anywhere you start, you know, because you say, gee, you know, we have a flyer you get stamped. Where do I get the flyer? Any shop can set you up with a flyer. They're happy to set you up with a flyer. And, you know, you can... Any of these shops I've mentioned, we all have Facebook pages. So, you know, All Ohio Train has a Facebook page. Farmyard Flowers, Platinum Petal, Honeybee Treasures. We welcome your phone calls. If you've got questions, don't keep yourself out there in the dark, you know.
Nice.
So.
Again, we're talking with Mark Fundak about the Bag Lady Tour. It begins this weekend. It's the following weekend as well. How long has this been going on? I mean, you guys have been doing this for a little while.
Yeah, well, we started our store in 1992. It was 3 years. We had to go through a process. I mean, all the stores are toured by the previous people on the tour. So I, myself, and all the group you see here, we go and visit a store before we say, hey, come on in. And then you come and give us a presentation, and we vote on if we want you or we don't want you. And, I mean, there's been many stores we've passed over just because maybe we didn't feel the parking was ample for our guests that are coming through, or we didn't feel that it met up to our standards of you coming in and saying, this really isn't a neat store, you know. So we've done all that, and we've tried to keep it you know, upbeat and new and fresh in everybody's idea. I can't tell you, not that I enjoy more when I hear somebody come in, they go, you know, this is my favorite store on the tour, or we've been doing this for 20 years. I mean, it's like, it's a cult of people that come out to do this tour, and it's been very successful for us and all the members of the tour. So we'll get 400 to 500 people over the next 2 weekends.
You notice a lot of familiar faces that come to the one in the fall and the one in the spring. You get a lot of the same folks?
Absolutely. And they're great people. I mean, they remember us, and, you know, we remember them. And they may have brought, I know one couple, they used to house all the exchange students from Oberlin College.
Oh, cool.
And they were, you know, of Chinese descent. And they would be marveled. And, we have a big 6x8 train layout. It's a circus train layout in our store that hosts amusement rides, and they all run in Circus 10, and the train runs around a circle. They were just amazed by all this, and I always laugh when somebody goes, gee, can I take a picture of that? There's no copyright on it. You're welcome to do whatever you want to do. You know, I mean, it's for people's enjoyment, and if you want to video it, show your family at home, we got no problem with it. So,
you mentioned you have 11 stores involved in this year's Bag Lady Tour, but you mentioned just one new member. The other 10, how long have you guys been together? How long has that group of 10 been the core of this group?
Well, you know, like I said, most of them have come and, you know, been on the tour for 15 to 20 years. You know, so it's not something. And what we want people to know is, you know, I get all the time, we have a thing on here where you can leave suggestions and they'll say, get new shops on the tour. Well, we have got a group of shops that have supported this, have paid for the advertising for this, and we can count on them from year to year to year. And as we add more, yes, like Main Street, they're on the tour until they say, you know, we've had enough. We're bowing out. Mm-hmm. So, but that's how it plays out. You're on the tour until you say, I'm done.
All the years you've done this, Mark, what's one of your favorite things about the tour? Is it the going to the other shops? Is it the people who come in and kind of talk to you? What is it you love about this?
Oh, absolutely. It's the people that come in. Sure. I mean, it's, you know, and when they say thank you because you just took me down memory lane, because like I said, we're a 50s style toy store. What I remember as a kid in 1950 is what I put in my store. And a lot of the stuff I can point out to and say, yeah, that was mine as a child. And it's not for sale because you can't buy my childhood. Okay?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Certain things just don't have a price tag, right?
There you go.
Yes. They go so far, yeah.
And then when I pass away, my hairs will sell for 50 cents in a garage sale, right?
Hey, sure.
You know what? You could hold on to that as long as you want.
It's like that Richard Pryor movie, right? The toy is a little different there, but yeah.
Yeah, maybe slightly. Well, for our listeners out there who are interested in attending either this weekend or next weekend, you mentioned that you've got a Facebook page where they can go and they can check out all the information, see all the stores that are associated with it as well. Where exactly can they go to find all that information?
We have a Country Bag Lady Tour. Actually, we have a website. I'm actually looking in on this page. And I was, www.countrytourgroup.com. And there'll be a map on there. Some people will print them off at home. You don't have to do that. Each store has a blank copy for you to fill out. The main thing is to put your – we have a spot you'll see for name and address. That's the one we have our prize drawings. Mm-hmm. You're in that prize drawing. And, if you complete the whole tour, I think there's gift certificates involved and a few other things. So, and also you find a bag at a store every day over the six days. And that is good for, I believe, a gift certificate of $10 to $25, somewhere around there. So,
Well, maybe it benefits you to stop by then, right? Because if you like the store, you see something you like, all the more reason to get out there the next couple of weekends. You mentioned that you're part of a committee in which you are the only male, and you promised three females listening today that you were going to give them a shout out. So I don't want to get you into any trouble. The floor is yours, my man. Who are you who are you saying hello to?
It's my good friend Kara, Jolynn, and Dawn. Kara and Dawn are sisters. And they work for Century Fasteners in Elyria. And they're a great group of people to be associated with. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're my buds. So definitely, they said, we're tuning into the show. So I said, well, you know what? We'll definitely say hello to you.
Awesome. Nice. Well, ladies, thank you for listening. And you can thank Mark for the shout-out a little bit later on. Mark, always a pleasure to have you here in studio. Thanks for coming by. And hopefully you get some cooperation from Mother Nature this weekend and next.
Well, thank you, Bull.